Recording in progress.
Baruch Hashem, Lee's back. Ready? Lee's back.
Huh? And you finally made it.
Finally.
First.
Here we go. We're up to.
Ready?
Parshas Truma.
Parshas. You're not doing
a sitter? No, not doing a sitter.
Hi, Sam.
We're not doing sitter today, no. We missed the day. We missed yesterday, so we have to make up for yesterday.
Yeah?
May I always got an excuse. Always. Always got an excuse.
You like my wife. She never says she's wrong.
I'm wrong. That I can tell you. That I'll tell you right away. I'm wrong. I'm guilty. My whole life is a... Whatever.
Gaiva.
Saying you're wrong.
You're on the wrong track.
Saying you're wrong is also a gaiva. It means.
Yeah, you
know? All right, let's learn. We are up to Parshas Truma. We are a little bit past Revi'i. We are in the middle of the Krushim. In the middle of the Sugya of the Krushim. The beans. Okay, so let's return to the right page. Revi'i, the Krushim, and we are over here, Pasik. Of Chafalef, Pasuk Chafalef. Okay, Pasuk Chafalef. Pasuk Chafalef, Rabboim Ad Nehem, Israel, Yil, Yitzilah, Mishkan, Hashem, Yislefah, Sofain, May it just mean you now. You gotta stay with me here. Okay, keep me,
Why? What happened to
Leiza? He's on a telephone call. He went out for a few minutes.
Well, you know, I could see it.
I know, you turned it off. I see he had a telephone call.
All right.
Let's see. When it's Salah Mishkan over here, Pasuk,
okay.
Let's see. Pasuk Chaf, you keep me engaged. When it's Salah Mishkan, Hashem is Lefasav and Hashem Kodesh. We learned the last time on we did that Pasuk last time on the northern side. There are 20 Kroshim. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Ve'arboim Adnehem Kosef, 40 sockets. Shnei Adonim Tachas HaKeresh Rechad. Shnei Adonim, two Adonim Tachas HaKeresh Rechad. Okay, so each Keresh gets 20, gets two sockets, for a grand total of 40 sockets. There are 20 Krushim, and 20 ton, where each Keresh has two Yadayim, a grand total of 40. Question, Mayor, why does the Torah need to tell us this? I can't figure this out on my own. I can't do the math. If there are 10 Krushim, 20 Krushim, each Keresh has two Yadayim, don't you think I know there are 40 Adonim? There are 40 Adonim. We already know the formula. Each Keresh has two Yodan. Each Yad gets an Odin. And there are 20 Krushim. And there are each Keresh has two Yodan. So I can figure it out on my own. That's a total of 40 Adonim. Why did the
Torah go out of its
Rashi Pasuk Chaf Aleph. There is no Rashi. There's no Rashi on this. Okay, Targum says the Arboim Som Chehoin Dichsaf train Somchin Techois underneath Dapochad. We train Somchin Techois Dapochad. Nothing really appears to jump at you.
Yeah, I think
you're
nothing.
Yeah.
That's not him. What made it clear? Because they connected.
Well, we know that from the other. We know that from. If you want to say that, we know that from the previous set. They were Adonim. We already learned about this. The Krushim on the north. On the south. Back on Pasuk Yutes, Yud Ches and Yutes. It talks about the whole thing is repetitious. V'yasisa haKrushim laMishkan Eshrim Keresh Lufas Negba Temono. The Aboim Adne Chesim. Yeah, and Pasuk Yutes it says Ve'arboim Adnei Chesef Tase Tachas Eshrim HaKoresh Shnei Adonim Tachas HaKeresh Rechad Shnei Yidoysav Shnei Adonim Tachas HaKeresh Rechad. Fine, that is correct. Fine, correct. correct. So you want to go say the pasuk won't tell us this.
Look at Rashi in your test. What does Rashi in your test say?
There is no Rashi in pasuk your test. There's no Rashi in pasuk your test. I hear what you're saying. So then it would be really only 20. It would be like 20 sets. It would be it would be 20 because each set would have two indentations. Kamash Malan, you're saying good? Right, you're saying very good. They're not connected. You're saying very good. You're saying something very good. They're not connected. Okay, I hear it. That's a good thought. That's worthy.
No, I'm saying they are connected.
No. How can you say they're connected? The fact you gave the answer yourself, the fact that it says there are 40 goes to show that they're not connected, because if they were connected, then it would say there were 20. Okay, you're saying good, but so let me revise my question. Okay, I have two questions. Number one is, why is it necessary in the cloud to go tell us that there are 40? So you give me a little bit of an answer. Next question is, why each direction? Once already we learned the principle that they're going to be, just say the same, in the crushim also. Why do you have to tell us there's 20 crushim on the other side? Right, maybe you'll tell me because maybe the Mishkan's not going to be a perfect rectangle. Maybe the Mishkan's going to be some strange shape, so maybe that's why it has to go tell you. It's 20 on this, 20 on that side. Don't get any ideas. You should make it longer on one side. Who knows what you would think? Okay, so maybe we need indeed to tell us that there are going to be 20 Karashim on the other side, which would be a rectangle. But once we know there's going to be a rectangle, there's going to be 20 Karashim on one side, 20 on the other side, and we know that every Karash has two Yodayim, automatically, and we already know that the Adonim are separate, they're not connected into one. Say it again?
Look further. Does it say about the other side?
Yeah, we're now going to go talk about. Right. So now we're going to talk about. Now we're going to talk about the. It's very complicated. We're now going to talk about the front. The front with the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which side is that? You have the north and the. The back is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the west. The west side. The west side. We're now going to talk about the west side. And the west side is going to be 8 Karashim and 2 special corner pieces. So we're going to talk about them also. And it says the same thing regardless. Let's go weiter. The next pasuk. Here we go now. On the left side, the south is the left, the north is the right. So what then is the next passage?
The south is the right.
Okay, fine. Okay, you're right. The south. Which direction are we facing? You're saying something very interesting over here. You're making a very fascinating point. The Mishkan is being presented. Let's read the next part. The next part says the direction. Uliyarkis HaMishkan Yoma. West. No, I was right. Uliyarkis HaMishkan. No, but you are Yoma. No, you're right. So we're looking at the east. So we're, you know, you say something very good.
The length of the Mishkan was sedated from east to west.
Kind of like the growth.
Right, when you enter.
You enter from the west or from the east, we didn't learn yet, but the 20 was one on the north side, and the other 20 is on the south side.
Right, so here's my question.
No, the south side had a door.
Here's my question. Let me get the picture.
The north side had a door. No, it didn't.
It was 2020. No way.
You get it
from the east. From the east.
Yeah.
Now here's my question. Very simple question.
You got it from the short side, the east.
20. You got it from the 20, from the shorter side. All right, there's no pictures in this book. I'm not going to go through it.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, let's go for it. Like, we're getting very sidetracked. Let's go for it. Let's read the pasuk. The next pasuk says, "Uliyakus Amish Kli Yama." Okay, these are hard pasukim. Yama is the west. Okay, we're going to close this rectangle. We have the north and we have the south. They're solid walls, 20 krashim apiece. Now let's close this by giving or putting up a wall on the west. Tase, you shall make shisha krashim, six krashim. Okay, let's know the pasuk. Ushnei kirashim tase lim kutz ois hamishkan bayar chosayim. There's six, and then there are two corner kirashim. Okay, read the picture. Basically, we have that. The six kirashim is going to be in the center. There's going to be a half an amma of empty space between the end, between the six kirashim and the corner of the wall. To fill in that corner, what are we going to do? We're going to put two more corners special, that these two krashim that went in the very front, they're very unique. Because they have to be done, they're not interchangeable. Yeah. Basically, if you would want to interchange any karish with another karish in the entire Mishkan, you can do so, theoretically. Chazal said they wrote down numbers in all the krashim, so when they would disassemble and reassemble, they were in sequence. Why? Because covered. That the carriage that was zoicha to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we don't want to go through a downgrade. We don't take turns here. It was perfectly in the same place. However, if theoretically speaking, if you want to interchange one carriage with the other, they're all identical. They're all exactly 1.5 amas wide, an amma thick, and 10 amas tall, and they all have two. They all have two sockets to your dime. Now here's the exception. The two corner pieces were there's a machlokes in the Gemara if they were tapered. Let's not go down that path. Now let's say they're not tapered. They were just straight all the way on the top. But the point is, when you connect it, the top,
during the fifth year,
the top of the corner crusher, you had to connect them. When they connected them on a regular krashim, they cut, made a slice down the carriage, and the clamp would connect two krashim to each other. Right? We didn't do that yet. All of the krashim were connected on the top.
Yeah,
by a clamp.
That's what Yeshua was saying.
Two krashim next to each other. You made a small cut down the top. And you took a clamp and you put the clamp on top to keep them together. Yeah. But when it came to the corner, the place where you would cut the corner keresh was different, because the corner keresh was facing a different direction. Okay, the corner keresh. Here's the corner, right? Here is the corner. So the clamp that's going to go on one of the two sides is going to be cutting through a different direction than all of the other krashim. So those two corners were not interchangeable with any other keresh in the Mishkan. How many krashim were there in total?
It was
20, 40, 48. There were 48 krashim. 20, and then the back wall, there was eight. Six that were regular, but then those two corners were custom-made. They didn't come over a factory and assembly line, because the main part that had to be different about those two corners, and Rashi points this out later, was the top. Because there's a clamp that's going to go into the keresh, and in the corner, it's not going to be on the same side. It's going to be cut in the opposite direction, because that's the corner. You have to go look at the picture book. So those two were not interchangeable. So here it says, then you shall make two kiroshim tase lim kutz ois for the corners. Hamishkan bayar chosayim. Bayar chosayim. What does it mean? I don't know. What do these words mean? What does it mean, lim kutz ois? And what does it mean, the word bayar chosayim, along their sides? Yerech is a side. Let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk chav beis and chav gimel. It says uliyar chesed loshen soif. So Rashi here says it's the soif, the end of the mishkan. You're walking in from the east and you're coming to the west. It's the end. Loshen soif kitagumoy v'lis yofei ulufisha pesach b'mizrach. Because the entrance is in the east, Karui Mizrach Panim, the Mizrach is called the Panim, the Hamarav is called the Achorayim, the back. The Zehu Soif, Shapanim Hu Arosh, fine. Tasa Shishak Roshim, Hare Tes Amo Soifa. Each Keresh is an Amma and a half. One Amma and a half multiplied by six is nine. Now, that means there is a chatzi amma on each side that is open because the inside of the Mishkan was exactly 10 amas. And if you put the six krashim along the edge, so then you have nine is closed. You have a chatzi amma open here, chatzi amma open there. So Pasach HaGemul says, V'yosisa krashim v'shnei krashim ta'aseh l'mkutz ois. Echad l'miktsoya tzifonis maravis. That is on the northwest. V'echad l'maravis tzifonis on the southwest. L'maravis tzifonis. Kol shmoy nekroshim seder echadin. All air in one row. Ela she'elu hashtayim. These two. Eina bechlala mishka. These two corner pieces. Most of the keresh is already covered. Is not exposed. It's covered by the thickness of the keresh, the keresh number 20. If you were to number them from one or number one, that keresh, it's thick. It's one amma thick, and you're putting along it a keresh that's one amma and a half. So one amma of the corner keresh is covered by the thickness of the keresh that's going in the other direction. Ela she'ilu hashtayim ein bechlal ha-mishkan, ela chatzi amma muzu v'chatzi amma muzu, nearest bechlal on the inside. La'ashtem rachbay le'eser. V'yama mizeh, v'yama mizeh, bo'iz k'neged amma yisoy v'yakeresh ha-mishkan yitzad v'yadare. Kidei she'yehe ha-miktsoya, the corner mivachut shaveh, it should be flush. Okay, it's pretty straightforward. What do we gain out of this? We get over here that there are two words, Uliyar Kisei. Pasuk Gimel that says for the very first time, Uliyar Kisei, on the end. The end of the Mishkan Yama on the west side. Tasa Mishalek Shisha Kroshim. Shnei Kroshim Tasa Lim Kutz Ois, the corners. And Mishkan, Bayar Chosoim, along the end. The end of the Mishkan. What does it say about the Tag? It's not Pasuk Aleph, the Arba'in, some Chemayin, the Tzaf, 40, no, it's a Pasuk of Beis. Uliyosvei Mashkenah, the end. See, Rashi here quotes the Targum, the end of the Mishkan, Ma'arv on the west. Tavei, you shall make Shita Dapin, six Prussian. Utrein Dapin, Tavei, Lizovios, for the corner of the Mashkenah, Bisoif Hoin. All right, let's really hear the commentator. He has anything to say about this? Uliyosvei, he writes here, Loshen Soif. Ha'mizra Choroish, Ve'amarev Hu Ha'soif.
Yeah, similar
to Rabbeinu Avraham ben Aramba. Karl said, "Amar of Shuhu Yerachvash on Mishkan Yarhitzel Liyosis Son Mishkan Kemoshe Ve'Uklas B'Dimi Liyerichis Bal Chayim."
Yeah.
Shehei B'Soif Guf Keso a Yerach. He explains more. What is a Yerach in Hebrew? It means the legs. The head is the beginning of the body, and the legs are the bottom of the body. That's why when we're describing the Mishkan, we're talking about the Rosh, the east is the Panim, and the end of the Mishkan, the west, are the Yerach, the legs of the Mishkan. Okay, our west. Mufarish Amila Mitzoya, Raki, Keresh, and Malay, Pigimas, Hazobis, the Pigima of the Kunim of Hertz, Avla Keresh Shekula Nidu Bitzvim.
The Tanakh is open until our Shabbat. Ain't no Nidu Mitzaya. Even though it's open itself, water.
The aim of the Mitzvah Elazov is to tie him. The list of Perish Zov is who mock him if he wish that case. He going to save Tzad Zov and save Tzad Marov. The Nekuda, in the Nekuda, she is Chabru, pain of him in the Chutz. So what does he mean? What is he over here? The Baal Halavusha. Shemaral Mefarish Hamila Mitzvah Rak HaKeresh. Only the Keresh. Chamamalei. Pegimas Hazov is Mi Bachutz. On the outside, Avla Keresh Shekula Nirmi Flim. I don't know what he means serving it. Okay, the corners. The Soif Harish Moshe Rabim. Soif Keresh Yosef Midrav Amayr Balbi Shemil Mikrasayim. All right, let's go further. I don't see anything that we can dash about. Let's go now. Pasuk Chol Dalit. Now this is a controversial pasuk. Now, this is a lot of machlokes. We show what this pasuk means. V'yihyu soyamim b'lamata. It says over here that these krushim shall be soyamim. What does that word mean? Soyamim. Okay, we have to see what that means. On the bottom, the yachtov yihyu samim al roshay. Together, they shall be complete al roshay. El hatabas for echos to one ring. Keni yel l'shneim, l'shnei hamik tzois yiyu on the two corners. What does this mean? So let's take a look over here at Rashi. This is already getting into some hard stuff, and it would be good if we had picture books.
Here,
I don't know where my book is. Someone took my safer. Someone took it. I don't know where it is. I know where it is, but please, I can't get anywhere. All right, so let's see over here what it says in Rashi. We have to use our imagination. It says over here, V'yiyu soy amin b'lamata. So Rashi says, Kol ha-krashim toy amin ze l'ze b'lamata. All of the krashim are twins. The word toy amin means twins. Over here means they all are flush. I'm going to attach the word toy amin over here to mean they're flush. Sho yafsik oy ve'asas shnei hodon b'neihem l'harchikon zo mizo. We look, Moshe, Pirashi, like we explained, we learned this together on Monday. That when the on the krashim, when they chiseled out a space on the krashim to make the yodayim, so they chiseled it out in such a way that when you put the socket on the yodayim, the socket is perfectly flush with the rest of the keresh, so that when you take one keresh and you put it adjacent to the next keresh, then they're flush. There's no hefsek. Because if you're sloppy with the yodayim, if you make the yodayim too, you don't chisel out enough, and you put in the oiden, you make the oiden, the socket too big, then it's going to stick out, and you're not going to be able to make it flush with the next keresh. So when it says the word soyamim, that's really what it means. It means flush. There should be no interference between one keresh and the next. So yitzirei hayodayim, yitzirei hayodois, charutzim. The tzirei means the, he's using the same word over here, but the pegs of the yodois, charutzim, mitzideyem, they shall be chiseled aside, sheyei roichav hakeresh, boilet lit, sheyei roichav the width, hakeresh, boilet lit sodov, chutz lidei hakeresh. What is it over here? It's the roichav of the keresh, on the sides, chutz lidei hakeresh, l'chasa is to cover esfas ha'oiden, to cover the oiden, the socket. L'chayim ha'keresh, she'etzloi, v'nimtzu toyamim ze lo ze, they're twins next to each other. Okay, so basically that there should be more thickness when you put on the yad is chiseled out where there's a lot more keresh on the two sides, so that when you put on the oiden, the keresh above the yad will be flush with the oiden. Now the keresh ha-miktsoya, shemesit ha-marav, chorutz l'rochboi bo'ovyoi k'neged chalitz shol tzad keresh ha-tzvoni v'adroni, k'dei shlo yafbidu ho'adonim b'neihem. Nochamol, one more time over here. The keresh ha-miktsoya, shemesit ha-marav, chorutz is chiseled out L'rochboy באוויוי נצטגנס, כנגד חריץ של צד קרש הצפוני והדרומי כדי שלא יפרידו אדון ביניהם. I have no idea what he's saying. He seems to be saying, according to the way we understand, the way in my little mind, we talk about the Adonim. Okay, I can't get my saber. There's no difference. There's no difference in the chiseling of the Adayim. I told you that the two corner pieces are unique. They're not interchangeable. All of the Kerashim, even though they were makbid to order them in a precise way, but theoretically, if you'd want to interchange any one of the Kerashim with another Keresh, they're all the same. They're identical. Except for the two in the corner. Well, as I told you, the only difference about the corner is the top. Because when there are two Kerashim, you have two Kerashim, they would chisel, make leave the middle of my finger. Well, that's not a good idea, because they have to do it twice. Maybe like the Kohanim, right? So here, they would make these two together, in between my two fingers, they would chisel down so that you can take a socket and put it over here and it would connect with the next one. The corners, because it was the other direction, the chiseling to put the clamp on top had to be different. So those two corner pieces, they were the same width, the same thickness, they had the same two adonim on the bottom. And the only difference is when you made the clamp on top to put the ones, and now they're going to meet in the corner, the clamp has to be different. You have to chisel out on this keresh a different charitz, a different incision in a different direction. Ordinarily, all the incisions are this way, da 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 da. But the last one, instead of being this way, it has to be this way so that the clamp will be able to connect the last of the kerashim. Rabbi Lazer, do you have a picture in front of you?
I have, but it doesn't say about the top. Nothing. No pictures from the top.
Okay, so let me see if I can find myself very quickly and show you the picture. Let's see what we got over here. Okay, I got it. You know, the art scroll is, you know, the art scroll Mishkan. I don't have the art scroll Mishkan book, but they go through every Rashi and they illustrate every single Rashi in detail. I have over here the short version. Okay, here it is. I'm going to show it to you. Give me one moment to find the right page. It's got to be here. It must be here. The Neura. You don't have it? How could they not have it? I can't believe this. They don't have it, they have the menorah. They don't have over here the Mishkan. Come on. Oh, here it is. Okay, here it is.
Oh, I have it here.
They do it in a different way. Look at this. Here.
Yeah, I have it.
So look on it, look. Right, you see on top?
Yeah.
The tabas. So you see on the tabas how it's chiseled out? On the picture, on the screen, how it's chiseled out? Those that charitz that they make to put the tabas to connect the two of them together had to be in a different direction when you come to the corner. When you come to the corner, you can't go in that direction because you want to connect, it's perpendicular. They're not going to show you over here. The Mishnei Miktsois, they're not going to show you in this book. You got to go look in the other book, in the real book.
Yeah, I have it here in the
right, but they don't show you the corner. The corner can't be like that. The corner, you got to go cut in a different. Right, you got to cut in a different direction. That is the only difference between the two corners. Rashi here seems to say, is that there was a difference in the Adonim on the bottom. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. Now, I don't know what that means. Rashi seems to be saying that on the bottom there was also a difference, which totally changes our understanding of how what the Adonim look like. It's a shame. I have a swarm for this, but I just didn't bring that. And I don't know. It's a good time to learn this. So Rashi over here says, look at the bottom here. Let's read Rashi. Ela tabas ho'echos. Let's bring the Rashi. Kolak Rashim, Pasuk Chavdal. Kolak Rashim, all the Rashim were toyamim l'mata. Rashi Chavdal. Kolak Rashim, toyamim zel zem l'mata. The word toyamim over here means flush. Sho yavsik oivet sfas shnei adonim, that the thickness of the edge of the adonim should not cause the Rashim to be separated with a gap in between them. Laharchigan zumizu. How do you do that? Zepi Rashi, I already explained this. Is that the Yodayim, after the Yodayim came out, they chiseled out a lot. That the thickness of the keresh should continue to extend further to make, to be present, so after you put the oiden on the yad, it should be, the oiden is thick. So when you put the oiden on around the yad, there should be enough space on the keresh that it'll be flush with the oiden.
Rabbi, if you imagine that corner, all of them rings, are like square rings, but the corner one is like an L shape.
Oh,
L.
Right, exactly. L. The corner has to be an L shape. Right, on the top. But now look at Rashi now on the top. But the bottom is the same. The bottom is
the same.
Why should we...
No, it also has to be.
Why? The bottom is just, it's just the keresh on the bottom.
No, but look.
It's a different direction. So, it's a different direction. It's a different direction.
The tenets, always, if you make tenets the same way, if this tenets goes this way, both of them... And then
you tell
they are here.
But it's
the same tenants, but
they're facing
different direction.
Look, there are 8 Kerushim. Like, make believe this is 8 Kerushim. There are 6. There are 6 regular. But then there are 2 corners. So there's no connection done on the bottom. The bottom, you don't connect on the Mishkan. You don't connect anything on the bottom.
That doesn't say it's connected.
No, there's nothing on the bottom that connects them. The only place where they connect is on top. The bottom is no connection. So
they stay on the ground.
So, right, on the ground. So if we have, make believe this is 8. So this is 8.
Yeah.
And this is, let's say this one over here is 20, right? This is the here. So I'm putting over here, see this is the wall. And here you see, here. So it goes like this. So you see it's flush. It's flush.
Yeah.
This is a total of 8. There are 6 regular. The 6 regular is a half an amma space. So when you take one more keresh, it closes it up to be perfectly flush. Now the problem is, you got to connect it over here.
On the top?
On the top.
I imagine an L shape.
Right. So on the top, when you're going to connect, you got to cut on this one this way, and cut over here this way. If you want to connect this to this, so if you're going to cut... You're gonna have to cut on the carriage this way. All the Kerushim are cut on the back wall. On the back wall, this is 8 Kerushim. So all of these 8 Kerushim are cut this way to connect them together.
Make
believe this is 6. These are 6 Kerushim all together.
Rabbi, you don't need it. You parallel because if you are a two-dimensional L shape, so the L, this is an L.
Yeah.
Okay, L. So, it's a two-dimensional. This extends here, and this extends here. You see? Another piece. These two pieces make an L.
Okay.
Okay, so if all of them, let me just, here. Here, so this, and this side goes in. Not this side. You imagine this side to go in.
Oh, so you're saying which side? So it seems pretty clear. No, that it goes outside. If this is 20, and this
outside.
Is 20,
from out, they say outside
on the outside.
Fresh. The inside was not. So now this is an air.
Okay.
So this side went into one side of this, and this side went into the other.
Okay, I think we're saying the same thing. But that's only on top. What about on the bottom? Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. Yeah, you look at Rashi over here. Rashi seems to be saying something very strange. At least it seems so. Go to Parshas over here in Truma. It seems to be saying... outside of the Adam of the Keresh, lechas the svas oidem, v'chein haKeresh etzloi, v'nimso toyim im zel lezer, v'Keresh hamiktsoya shebeseder hamarov. He writes now it's chorutz lerochboy, the ovyoi kineged charitz shel tzad Keresh hatzefoini v'hadroini kidei shelo. I don't know. He's saying he has something that doesn't really sit well with me. B'li neder, Mir Tashem, tomorrow, we have in the shul, the Mishkan book. So we have to go look at
The Stone Edition says they should be even at the bottom, and together they should be matched at the top.
Right, so the top is... But he's talking about the bottom now. On the top.
Yeah, Arik.
But he's talking over here.
Yeah, but the cornering doesn't have to be
Arik. That's different.
Actually, not Arik. It's a square.
Right. Okay, we have to see. Okay, I understand. We have to. Okay, we'll stop over here. We have to really go to the picture book to really see, appreciate this much better. And even the picture book is not so accurate either. I have to go look. I have another book at home.
Yeah.
All right. We'll leave it with this.
Confusion.
Yeah, confusion. You said it. All right, Reb Lazer, thank you very much. And Mordechai, Shalom Aleichem, have a good night. Okay, amen. Okay, Zygazon.
Thank you, good night.
Thank you.